Why is it so hard for us to admit when we realize that we've done something wrong? I'm sure that if you ask my wife, she would tell you that I can be a very stubborn person. If I've convinced myself that I'm right, it's almost impossible for me to even consider a different opinion. Unfortunately, sometimes I've stated my position so openly and loudly that I cling to it, even when someone provides good evidence that would contradict it. Mark recorded one of Jesus' first messages as he began his ministry. He wrote, "Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God and saying, 'The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.'" Remember that the gospel is the good news about how God saves people who've sinned. The way he saves them is through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. In proclaiming the gospel, Jesus called upon us to repent. Part of the idea of repentance means admitting that you're wrong. But from childhood, we've learned the tricks of the trade. We hide, we rationalize, we blame, but we struggle to confess. The gospel tells us that Jesus is the only one who can deal with our sins and its consequences. But that can't happen. As long as we attempt to hide our sin, we must acknowledge our sin and turn to him. Believe me, I know how our stubbornness can lead us to make bad decisions. But the gospel promises forgiveness, no matter how you've sinned. Wouldn't today be a great time for you to turn to Christ by acknowledging your sin to him?